I see alguém, hein?
How do you feel? How's the rehab going?
I feel great, man. The rehab's been going good. I've been taking steps day by day. You know, this process here, you gotta kind of, you know, take yourself to another level and challenge yourself every day. So that's the only way you're gonna get it better. But it's been going great, and you know, I've been getting out of it.
Take us back to when you first got hurt. Were you down at all for a few days, or did you kind of bounce right back and say, hey, I'm gonna be as good as new? Or what was your reaction initially?
Yeah, I was definitely disappointed because I always wanted to be out there for my team to help them win. You know, that's what I came here for, to help the organization win football games. And, you know, injuries is part of the game. You know, you got to accept that and run with it. But, you know, us as players, we want to be out there so bad to where sometimes we don't accept it. And, you know, I was lucky enough to have teammates around me that, you know, comfort me at the moment, coaches, my family. And I kind of got through the process kind of smooth. And, you know, these guys and my family, they still here to this day, and, you know, helping me get through the process, you know, pushing me through rehab and stuff like that. But, you know, I was disappointed because I wanted to be out there for my team.
What's your goal? When you made that cut, Dalvin, did you know right away that something was bad?
When I made the cut, cause I never had leg injuries except for like a hamstring or something. I kind of like, you know, felt it. It was kind of like a funny feeling to what I felt, but I kind of knew something was wrong, but it just wasn't hurting. And I just kept telling the trainers, like, I'm good. Like, ain't nothing wrong with me. But, you know, next day, got stiff up, and, you know, I knew something, you know, was wrong. And, you know, we took care of it.
What's the goal, Dalvin? Do you say, like, mini camp? Do you say, what target dates do you have for yourself?
Right now, at this stage, you kind of, like, you know, you take it day by day, you know. And, you know, you get to a point where you kind of, where you start setting goals. But right now, at this point, you know, we're just taking it day by day. And, you know, just getting out of it, you know, real hard. And, you know, just take it day by day right now. But it is a come a point in the process where you start setting goals. You know, I think it's just a little too early for me, you know, start setting goals right now.
You lock her next to Teddy, and he's been through the ultimate. What's he tell you?
Just keep my head down, man. Keep working, man. You know, he right there next to me every day, you know, pushing me, telling me, you know, just keep your head down, keep working. You know, you done been through it. And, you know, Teddy's just a good guy overall, you know, just to have in your corner, you know, when you're going through tough times like this. If he didn't go through it, you know, he still knows the right stuff to say to you and just, you know, to get you through the whole process. So, you know, it's great having, you know, Teddy here with me.
Have you hit some benchmarks, though, like no more crutches, for example?
Yeah, I'm off the crutches, man. I'm up here. I'm off the crutches. That's a good feeling, man, being off them crutches. I'm walking. You know, and, you know, that was my main goal, you know, got the crutches right away, fast as I could, and, you know, we did that, you know, and right now, I'm just, you know, trying to get my full strength back.
When did you get off the crutches? When did?
I got off the crutches last week.
Last week?
Yeah. Okay.
Have you been able to do anything, like lift weights, upper body stuff?
Yeah, I started back lifting this week. I was dead first day. I was dead, man. I started back lifting this week. And it was good, man. I was kind of dead, but at the end, you know, you feel great. I'm back. I feel like I'm back into it. You know, I'm around these guys. I feel like I'm back into it, like I never left. So, you know, it was good to start back lifting.
You talked about the support that Teddy's given you. Can you kind of describe the roller coaster of emotions that you've gone through from injury down, you know, the low points and the high points?
Yeah, man. Like I said, this process here, man, a challenge to manhood. You know, it'll challenge you real hard. And, you know, just going through it, the first 2 weeks, man, it's crazy, man, because you got the pain levels and you still got to fight through it going through the rehab. And you just, like I said, you got to take your mindset to another level. And, you know, Teddy used to call me every day. When I had my surgery down in Pensacola, he used to call me. You know, I just keep him updated. And he'll just push me through it, man. So, like, to have Teddy right there in my corner, like I said, you know, it's great, man, because, you know, he know what to say, he know how to say it, and you know what to say, so, you know, it's great having him in my corner.
Have you talked that feeling of not being able to play when things are going so well for the team?
These guys, man, you got a guy like Zay coming in the training room, you know, making jokes every day. I'm in there with Sam. You know, finally get to see Sam's personality. You know, it's just all these guys, man, it's just, It's a fun group, this team, man. It's fun, man. Like, it's just fun being around them, you know. So, you know, these guys, they help me get through it every day, man. You got Shugs in there cracking jokes. So, you know, it's fun, man, just going through it with these guys.
Any other players?
It's crazy, man, because, you know, you ready. You hear Sam say down, say hut, or call the play, but just to sit there and have a conversation with him, because Sam a quiet guy, you know. So just to sit there and have a conversation with him. and just to talk to them, and it's good, man. It ain't good for both of them to be on the table, but it's good having conversations with them, man, and just to chat with them.
Any other players that have had ACL injuries that you've reached out to, maybe other running backs out there, anybody like that?
A lot of guys on these teams that I didn't know had ACL surgery, you know, just kind of told me the process they had going through it, you know. Latavius had it, Case had it, Searles had it. A lot of those guys, a lot of these guys on the team had it that I didn't know had ACL surgery. And, you know, they just tell me it's a process that you got to get through. And every time they come in the training room and see someone doing it, they be like, yeah, I already know the feeling. So, you know, I just put myself in the minds of theirs. If they can get through it, I can get through it. So, you know, I push myself every day.
And any players on other teams or former college teammates that have reached out to you? Okay.
No, not really. Not former guys. You know, just guys on this team, really, that I've been around every day, just kind of tell me their story and what they've been through.
What's it been like for you to just watch games? I mean, do you look at some of the runs that are made and say, man, I could have done this with that opening or anything like that?
I know a lot of people say that when they're watching football games. I could have made this run, I could have made that one. But when you finally back there, you know, it's harder than what you think. And I kind of like, you know, put myself in the position of a running back. Because there'd be some times I'd be sitting on the couch like, damn, I could have made that run. But, you know, that's just how it is, man. But sitting back watching the game is always frustrating because you want to be out there.
Delvin, right after the injury, you came to the sideline. Kennedy Polamalu put his arm around you. He said something to you. Do you remember what he said?
What did Coach KP say? Oh, yeah, he just told me to stay strong. It was a picture. I seen a picture too. Somebody actually sent me the picture. I know what you're talking about. He just told me to stay strong, man. And he know how tough I am. And I know how tough I am. So, you know, me and Coach KP, we got a great relationship. You know, he come in, make sure I'm all right in the locker room, check up on me. So we got a great relationship. He just told me to stay strong. And, you know, this process is going to be a long and a fun process. So, you know, okay, Coach KP is one of the, you know, coaches that I always wish for, you know, when I got to the league. And, you know, it's a blessing to have him as a coach.
There's been a lot of injuries this year. Is it kind of like a crazy wake-up call in your rookie year, seeing, you know, some of the best go down, and, you know, and obviously with what you've gone through too?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's done been one of the craziest years I've seen with injuries, you know. But, you know, it done hit some of, you know, the top guys in the league. So it's a frustrating moment. You know, I go through it with those guys. So, you know, it's frustrating because we want to be out there competing with our teammates. But, you know, it's part of the game. This is what we signed up for. So, you know, that's something I had to realize, you know, laying in the bed. You know, it's part of the game. You're going to get through it. The game going to be here. I'm young. I'm going to heal up. And I'm going to be back out there with my team, you know, as soon as possible.
Have you ever worried, Dalvin, about coming back with the same speed, same skills, the same person?
Truly, in my opinion, I just think, you know, just come back better than ever. You know, that's just truly my opinion. You know, it's just all about how you attack this thing. You know, I just feel like, you know, it was a disguise, it was a blessing in disguise. You know, I probably needed a break from hits I was taking in college, something like that. You know, I just take it like that. You know, I use all this stuff in motivation and just put it in my rehab and just go after it, man. That's the only way you're going to get through this process, because it's tough, man. But it's a good journey, and I'm willing to take on the challenge.
Last couple for Delvin.
Delvin, early in the season and preseason, you and the other running backs spoke so highly of each other and of the support you gave each other. What has it been like getting to talk with them and see them kind of step in and try to carry that weight without you?
I promise, you've been in the house with me when they playing, I'd be yelling and screaming because they balling, man. That group, I know what they capable of. I know what they could do, and they living right up to the standard. Like, they balling. They helping this team, you know, win a football game, and they balling, man. So, you know, we hang with each other every day. Me, Latavius, Jet, all of us, we hang with each other every day. And, you know, we still the same tight group, you know. So, you know, I'm glad to have those guys too, man, because, you know, I still keep up with the plays from those guys, still watch film. So, you know, we still the same tight group.
What's the biggest area you've grown, maybe as a person, since you got here when you were drafted?
Mentally, man. I'm still learning how to be a pro, but I'm taking those steps forward. You know, and I think this injury, you know, it's helping me, you know, keep progressing, you know, sitting back watching, you know, how these guys get stuff done, how Latavius and Jet take care of their body, how they do stuff around here. And I'm still taking those steps, and I think, you know, this injury, you know, it set me back, you know, to watch some of those guys, how they get stuff around here done. Because, like I said, I'm young. I'm going to heal up. I'm going to get healthy. And, you know, I'm going to get back with my teammates and, you know, help them win football games. But, you know, it's still steps you got to take to be a true pro at this game. And I think, you know, with my injury, you know, I'm taking those steps to, you know, see how these guys get stuff done around here and around the league period.
You heard stories about how Adrian Peterson came back after his ACL and how great he was the MVP year. You heard those?
I seen it. Okay. I seen it. I watched a lot of AP came back incredible. He's just a freak of nature. You know, you rarely get guys like that. And, you know, when you get ACL surgery, that's the main goal. You want to come back like AP. So, you know, my main goal is to come back as healthy as I can and, you know, as quick as I can to help this team win football games.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank
you
all. Appreciate it.